I've got Rhonda Lemire on the line. Rhonda is regional coordinator of education and outreach for So Sure for the Walk for Alzheimer's and the Alzheimer's Society. That's coming up very soon in our communities around the So Sure. There's one in Bridgewater coming up, and there's one in Shelburne as well on the way. Rhonda, thanks for coming on.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Really excited to chat about our biggest fundraiser.
Yeah, so this is a big fundraiser for the Alzheimer's Society. Tell me a little bit about how the walk got started and a little bit of the history around this area.
Sure. So the walk got started many years ago, kind of back in the 90s. It was started as a grassroots organized thing that someone just decided to do a walk for raising funds for Alzheimer's. And it's got polished a little bit. And this year in Nova Scotia, we've increased it to 10 walks around the province, which is the most amount of walks that we've had. So we're pretty excited about that.
That's great. Now, there's, as I said, there's two upcoming walks, one in Bridgewater. When's that going to be taking place?
So the Bridgewater and the Shelburne walk are both happening on Sunday, May the 25th.
Okay, perfect. Now, if people want to be a part of this, if you've never done it before, you can register, right? That's the easiest way?
Yeah, that's right. So the easiest thing to do is to register beforehand, and you could do that at the website, which is walkns.ca, or you could show up the day of and make your decision at that time. But ideally, you would register beforehand.
Okay, perfect. These walks also don't just raise money for this very important issue, but also awareness. Right. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, so one of the things that we do in the regions is to spread word about dementia, because like any health condition, the more you know, the better. And for folks that have received a diagnosis with dementia, or if someone is caring for someone with dementia, being connected with the Alzheimer's Society is really important, because we're able to share information about the disease itself. We're able to share information about risk factors, how to keep a healthier brain, how the disease might progress, for example. But it's also an opportunity for people to connect to the society, where we offer programs both in person here on the South Shore or virtually. So there's lots of ways that people can learn a little bit more about dementia.
So if this is somebody's first year doing the walk, what can you expect the day of? You register, you get there. Is there a little bit of an information session? Then you do the walk, or is it just right to the walk?
Yeah, so here in Bridgewater, this is the second year that we're hosting the walk. And last year we had over 100 people attend, which was super exciting. And we'll be starting from the LCLC, and in Shelburne, we'll be starting from the Guild Hall. But in Bridgewater, what we'll do is we're going to gather and register, and people are able to write down their person's name if they're walking for someone or in memory of someone, and we'll have a bit of a display with those folks' names on it. We're going to be handing out some forget-me-nots. That's kind of the logo of the Alzheimer's Society. And during the walk, which is going to be along the Centennial Trail, along the LaHave River, and across the railroad bridge, which is super beautiful, afterwards people are going to gather back at the LCLC, and we're going to have some musicians play. So afterwards we'll have a bit of a gathering where people can sit and listen to some music, and there'll be a couple of food trucks there that people can have lunch, and yeah, it'd be great for people to join us, even if they're not able to walk the route, which is about 4 kilometers. They can still come and hang out with us. We'd love to have them.
Perfect. All right. For more info, people can go to the website again. You want to say that website one more time?
Yeah, walkns.ca, or they can call our helpline, which is 1-800-611-6345.
All right. And that's on May 25th.
That's right.
Perfect. Okay, Rhonda, thanks so much.
Thanks, Ben. Thanks for having me.